Thank you very much for coming. My name is Darren from HJ Tax. I'm a tax advisor, and this is?
My name is Michael Dai. I'm a U.S. immigration lawyer, and we're based primarily in California. We have an office here in Dubai as well. I'm back and forth every month, and so we handle all U.S. immigration.
And then our team would help with pre-immigration tax planning, and then once you actually make the move, compliance to actually doing the tax returns. In the U.S. and any other jurisdictions to which you may be exposed. Foreign earned income exclusion. This is for people working outside of the U.S. You're talking about a U.S. taxpayer that's outside of the U.S. and they have investment property. And so they're getting a rental income. You get to deduct everything that is ordinary and necessary to that line of business. It will include mortgage interest, homeowners association fees, insurance, security, whatever else there is. And the net position is what will be taxable. So you get to deduct all the ordinary necessary expenses. To the extent that you have the burden of the mortgage is high, plus there's something called depreciation, which may not exist in other jurisdictions. So it's not unusual to be cash flow positive from the investment, from the rental property, but no taxes are due because from a tax point of view, it's negative because of all the deductions, particularly around depreciation, right? So as part of the pre-immigration tax planning process, we do look at something called establishing basis, right? For example, it may be the opposite, right? You bought a home in Dubai 15 years ago, and of course, it's 100 times the value because the price of property is just like skyrocketing, right? We could look at a way, options, rebasing the value of the property, not when you bought it, but the at the time that you entered the U.S. or just before you entered the U.S. So that if you decide to sell, the profit won't be calculated on the original purchase price, but on the price that you rebased it at just before you entered. It's really looking at assets where there's built-in gains. If you have an asset with built-in losses, then capital losses get to offset against capital gains. So you may want to hold on to that, keep it in your back pocket to offset the profit that you make from the investments where you are doing well, rather than trying to realize the loss before entering the U.S.